So you feel that with even with less people, there are more restrictions on kinds of things you can do.
Oh yeah, yeah. And there's really no reason for it. They're not. You know, the world isn't made up of bad people. We're not out there to rape the land, and everybody takes care of. If you live out in the woods, you take care of it. You don't throw your dirty things in the river, and you know, we're not, people aren't that ignorant like they would like to, like they make us out to be. Now, they say that they have to have all these rules to protect the land. Well, goodness, the land was used a lot more than it is nowadays. And it doesn't, none of it's been destroyed. There's just too much government interference now because the government is too big. There's all these people that are employed by the government, and they have to have something to do, so they go out to harass the people to justify their jobs. It appears that that's the way it is.
Can you think of any specific instances where you or your family or someone you know was harassed?
Oh, a lot of people have been harassed by them. Now, if you're out in the woods, if you're just, you know, if we would fly out and just, we like to fly out and go to a gravel bar and have a picnic and look at the scenery and take pictures. And if they happen to be around, if the Park Service or Fish and Wildlife, they see you, they come in there, and the first thing they want to do is see your hunting license. Well, why? We're not hunting, we're just there just to be out in the woods just like they are. But they demand to see your hunting license. Or, why are you here? What are you doing? You know, they can't come in and just say, hi. You know, let's share a cup of coffee or whatever. They just come in looking.